Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in the Pacific? We've been talking about the Ukraine. What's going on with the Pacific? We have with us Gordon G. Chang, and his Twitter is at Gordon G. Chang. And if you subscribe to it, you'll know about what's going on before we even tell you. Good morning, Gordon. How are you today?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
And give us an update of what is going on in the Pacific.
Well, many things, but the lockdown in Shanghai is affecting the price of oil, and it also is disrupting supply chains. And we are starting to see protests in Shanghai over these COVID lockdowns. Beijing announced a two-part lockdown of the city, which is more than 25 million people. First, the eastern part, and then the second, the western part of the city. This was to have massive testing of every individual. And during this time, public transportation was shut down, and people are not supposed to go out to work. They can work from home, but they can't travel. Although the eastern part of the city is supposed to have emerged from lockdown, people there are still required to stay in their homes. And there are reports of protests in Shanghai as people have just been sick and fed up. But those protest videos have, of course, been censored. But this shows the failure of the Chinese COVID-19 policy as Omicron rips through the country, not just its biggest city.
Wow. And it's been affecting, locking down certain cities has been affecting the price of oil. It's been affecting other economies. How long do you think this lockdown is going to go on?
Well, it's supposed to end in about 4 days. But as we have started to get information, the first part of the lockdown, which was supposed to be ended, is still continuing. So I think that it's entirely possible that we could see this continue on until the second week of April. Right now, there is not much visibility into what the authorities are doing. But in China, right, they call this the white terror. In other words, the white from the hazmat suits of public health officials. And it's starting to affect stability in society. So they say the lockdown's supposed to be finished in about 3 days, but I'm sure that it's going to continue well beyond that.
Gordon, are people dying or they're just getting very sick?
People are dying in Shanghai, according to reports. Their hospitals have now got bodies. China has only announced two deaths from the most recent surge, and those were both in Jilin province, which is in the northeast. These two deaths were the first reported since January 2021. But, of course, more people have died than officially reported, and there's certainly been many more infections than the officials have let on. So Omicron right now is really, China's at the mercy of the new variant of this, the BA2 variant of the Omicron, and it's really quite serious.
What else is going on? I understand there's a problem in the Solomon Islands. Wasn't that part of what our Marines took over?
That's right. Solomon Islands include Guadalcanal, where the capital of the country is located. And there was, from March 25th, a leak of a draft security agreement between the Solomons and China, which is so broad that it would allow China to establish a military base in the island nation. Today, the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, Sogavare, actually denied that he would permit China to establish a permanent facility, but nobody really believes that denial. China actually, over the last couple of years, has done its best to destabilize the island nation. And that has permitted the prime minister, who is very pro-Beijing, to call in the Chinese to maintain order there. So this is sacred territory for the U.S. Marines and the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. And this is also true throughout the Pacific, where China is making fast inroads into these nations and destabilizing them.
And the Solomon Islands, how far away from the South Seas where China is trying to challenge us?
Well, the Solomons are southeast of the South China Sea, 1,000 or so miles. But they're very close to Australia. And the reason why they're strategic today is because they would cut off lines of communication and lines of supply between the United States and our treaty ally, Australia, and our treaty friend, New Zealand. So that's why we Americans are concerned.
And the Philippines, there was news that the China was trying to I don't know if the word possession or take control or do something with one of the Philippine islands.
Actually, a couple of them. The situation at Second Thomas Cho got so bad last November that the State Department actually had to threaten the use of force against China. But in early 2012, the Obama administration allowed China to take over Scarborough Shoal, another feature of the Philippines. And after that, China became extremely aggressive. It, for instance, started to pressure other Philippine features. They then started to remilitarize to reclaim these Spratly features, those seven artificial islands, and China then went after Japan in the Senkakus, which is the East China Sea. So very bad Obama policy allowed the Chinese to take a problem and make it far bigger. And we're still feeling the effects of that bad policy decision a decade later.
So where do we go from here, Gordon? I mean, I'm not going to even bring up Taiwan. We know all the problems going on there. Afghanistan, they're using all the minerals there. Is there anything else you want to tell the American people as an update?
Well, you started out by talking about Ukraine. And this sort of the Biden administration knows that China is supplying material and financial assistance, even military assistance, to the Russian war effort. Yet the Biden administration refuses to put sanctions on China. And because of that, Beijing feels it has a free pass to do whatever it wants in its region. So therefore, we're seeing, as I mentioned, this increased pressure on the Philippines, now this move on the Solomon Islands. There's other problems in the region caused by China. And this is the failure of Washington, once again, to require China to adhere to reasonable standards of conduct. When we don't enforce these standards of conduct, China goes out and destabilizes the region.
Gordon G. Chang, thank you so much. And your Twitter again, at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you so much for telling the American people the truth. And we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.